Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, everyone. This is your host, Nefertiti, for What's Going On Radio. You can reach me at Nefertiti Soul, Blog Talk Radio, and also Twitter, Facebook. And if you would like to call in right now, 929-477-2992. Again, that's 929-477-2992. Anyway, today's topic is seven things to remember on your journey. I wanted to do this because I figure, you know, it could be some pointers to help folks get kind of centered and focused on what it is that they want to do and where they're going. And I guess I've been inspired mainly because of my personal journey that has taken me, I guess, some time to kind of get certain things together because, like they say, all good things take time. but yeah, starting my business and being in fashion, the beauty industry, being fortunate enough to have worked in radio for over 13 years now. I'm very blessed to say that. I got my start in 2003, really fresh out of high school. I was a freshman in college, and I needed, you know, money to eat because somehow all the money that I was given or allotted for my college tuition, and somehow the school said that they couldn't find it, and this is a fact, and I'll talk about it more on a different day, but, you know, so that's really how I got started. I was just doing, like, office work, and then they needed an extra person, and then, you know, to fill in, and so I did it. I started to like it, and here we are 13 years later. So I just want to encourage those who have big ideas and you know, may not be in the best of environments or may not have anybody to encourage them. I just wanted to just put some positivity out there. So number one, listen to your instincts, or what a lot of people would say, listen to your gut. Let's say that you have a knack for drawing, or you think you have a knack for drawing. Let's say that. And every time you bring this up to the people that are around you, you know, you're met with negativity, or you can't do that, or really, you think you're going to make a living off of that? There are so many people making a living off of drawing or whatever talent it is that you feel that you have. There's a lot of people, if you research, I'm sure, that are doing exactly what you're doing, and they're being successful at it. Now, the how and the why they're being successful will come, but what you want to focus on is just kind of testing the waters and seeing exactly what it is that you like and what you want to do. A good prime example, I always use my personal experiences as examples. It's not to, you know, hurt anyone, or, I mean, I can only speak really from my experiences. But if you would like to call in and give an experience of yours, you can call in at 929-477-2992. Prime example for me. Okay, I got into radio, and once I kind of felt like I was growing a bit more than where I started, I just really prayed, and I was like, God, please open up a door for me, because where I'm at, you know, it's not the best of situations, partially my fault because of, you know, how I handled certain things. My grandfather had passed away, and you know, I just wasn't handling things the best way when it came to, you know, one of my counterparts that I was working with. And I was just like, this is not what I want. You know, this is just so tacky. And anyway, make a long story short, I got a grip on myself and realized, you know, this is not the direction that I want to go in, and I just, like, God, please open up a door for me. So that's what happened. And I had a relative of mine that when I mentioned I was, you know, doing this new job, you know, they were very negative. And they were like, you know, I don't want you driving at night, and I don't want you doing this. But yet they weren't giving me any gas money. They weren't offering to pay my bills, and not that I wanted them to. And, you know, they weren't offering anything positive, not one thing, you know. And looking back on that, I can see that. But at the time, I just kind of felt like the envy and the jealousy and the hate, and I didn't know to call it that at that time. I thought it was them being overly concerned but still sounding a little salty was what I called it. And if I had not listened to my instincts, I wouldn't be able to sit here today and have this show, you know, and I wouldn't be able to say that I've, again, been in radio over 13 years or entertainment over 13 years. I probably would not have had the gumption or, yeah, to do, like, I was fortunate enough to do Ebony Fashion Fair, and guess how I was able to, you know, attain it? Well, that job that I was going for and driving at night for, that this relative just swore up and down I didn't need to do, on this job, someone was working. I forget the name of the person, I mean, because they weren't there very long. And it was a guy, and he handed me an application for Ebony Fashion Fair. And at the time, you know, it was up and running, and I just held on to it. I think, and I never got rid of it. I held on to it for about, I would say, about 3 years. And because, you know, mind you, I was on the air, and I was building on something, and I didn't see myself, you know, really traveling at the moment, because I was working towards what I was doing, and it's so competitive that, you know, if you go off and explore, you know, you may or may not have your spot when you come back, which wouldn't have bothered me, but I just, at that moment, I wasn't there. So I said all that to say, you know, me being open to following my instincts and doing what it is that I felt was right for me opened up other doors for me. And had I listened to the negative people or person that was around disguising themselves as being a loving family member, and later on I definitely got to see exactly what all that was about. It had nothing to do with me and everything to do with them and their ego and not wanting to feel upstaged by myself. Or anyone, then, you know, I would have been messed up. You know, I would have really missed out. I'll put it like that. Two, it's not all about you. You know, your journey, just like the journey that I went on, there's so many people that you meet along the way that help you, and you in turn help them. And so don't rob yourself of the opportunities to grow and enhance yourself and to be a better person and to grow into the full person that you're meant to be. It's okay to invest in others. And I'll get into a little bit more about investing in yourself as well, but it's okay to not make everything about yourself and not be so into yourself that you miss out on blessings or people or experiences that would enhance you and your experience here on this earth, you know. Three, be kind even if others are not. You're going to find people who are going to simply, I hate to put it this way, but hate you just because of what it is that you are bringing to the table. It could be, I mean, you could have a hot dog business. You could be on the air. You could sing. You could do all these things. It doesn't really matter what kind of avenue you're going through. You're going to have some people who are just going to be mad because it's not them, in that you have the courage to pursue your dreams and your goals. And I know firsthand, I mean, I've had some really interesting experiences in that regard. And I've had, I've been in pageants, and I've had even one pageant mom try to run me over with her vehicle. And when I say tried, because I got out of the way, I just heard an engine revving up and sounding like it was speeding, you know, like a vehicle speeding towards me, and I look up and it's the pageant mom. Yay! You know, like I'm like, what is going on? And the look in her eyes and in her face, I mean, honestly, it was evil. She felt that I was going to win over her daughter, which I did, and not bragging, but I'm just saying. She, instinctively, she knew that I was, I guess, a threat. And instead of embracing that and saying, you know, encouraging her daughter, she put her energy into trying to tear me down, which was probably why her daughter, you know, didn't win, because she had that, you know, inferiority complex. And I wound up walking away from that particular situation in regards to that particular system. So she wound up, by default, being able to do what she wanted to do anyway, maybe not in the full capacity. But, you know, if it's for you, then it's for you. And it was for me to win, and it was for me to walk away, you know. And that's why you can't rush things, and you can't, you know, be angry with people when you see them doing well or you feel like they're competition. I mean, that's so stupid. You know, I've had experiences where even as a hairstylist, I know I do a lot of stuff. And, you know, my friends would tease me and say that I was Jamaican because I had all this, all these jobs. But it's the truth, you know. I like to, I guess, explore my gifts and talents. And with that pageant experience, it was a lot of good in it, you know. I just felt it was unfortunate that when some people felt threatened, that they felt like they had to literally, like, we had one girl in one pageant who actually cut up another girl's dress. I mean, you hear about these things on TV, but sometimes you don't think you're going to experience them when you actually, you know, participate in these things. And anyway, but I wound up winning Miss Photogenic in one of the other pageants, and had I not pursued, you know, my goals and dreams or thoughts, I would not have been able to participate in that particular pageant, and which was the best experience that I had. I've been in a few of them, so I don't want to say any names because I just feel like, you know, it's not necessary in regards to the point of what I'm trying to make. And I don't want anybody's feelings about it to get in the way of what I'm saying. And so anyway, my point is to be kind, even if others are not, because you can't let the emotions of other people dictate to you where you're going to go in this life, in this world. And tell. So you need to just do what it is that you want to do and put it into action. Don't really talk about it too much. I remember when I first got started getting my business together, it was such a hard thing to do, I think, emotionally and I would say mentally, but I think it was a lot deeper than that. It was just a lot of emotional stuff. I don't know why it was so hard for me to kind of get over the fear of, you know, getting this thing started. It was really like a mind shift for me. And I'm so glad that I did it. And I know that no matter what, it will be a learning experience. It'll be something that will be lucrative in the long run. But more importantly, if I can help someone, you know, then that would be even better than anything. Loving yourself is number 5. And you cannot give from an empty vessel. You know, you hear that sometime. And if you haven't heard it, well, then, you know, I'm sharing it with you now. You cannot give to other people if you are constantly depleting yourself. It's going to, at some point, wear on you. Like, for example, as a hairstylist, when I first got started, I would have some women tell me, you know, I want my hair like yours. And not like the style. They would say, you know, your hair is curly. Mine is not. You know, I wish I were like you. And it really would be sad to me. And with some people, it was kind of, you know, annoying because it was like, you know, it's sad that, you know, some folks are not reared to believe that they are beautiful and good enough or enough. I mean, I've struggled with my certain things that I've, you know, grown up and dealt with and seen. But one thing I can always be thankful for was that, you know, I did grow up in a community where, you know, people constantly told me, you know, how beautiful I am, and not just inside, outside, but inside, and not just, you know, solely on my attributes of, I guess, you know, I was always told I was a good speaker or you know, I was very pretty and things like that, but it was more about, you know, empowering me to believe that I could be what I wanted to be and that I was more than just my looks or, you know, how nice I am, but that I was also very intelligent. And everybody does not have that foundation. You know, there were a lot of other things that were jacked up, but when it came to that, it was, you know, I was very well blessed. And I just found it so sad that some of these women felt like they needed to have a curly hair weave or, you know, a relaxer or whatever, and even in some cases a perm, to make themselves acceptable or pretty. You know, the whole point of hairstyling and makeup and the beauty industry is supposed to be to enhance what you already have, not to fix yourself. And when it becomes a fixing, that's when it becomes a problem. And that's where you have women who want to run over the beauty contestant with their vehicle. I had some stupid things happen, but anyway. But that's where a lot of that comes from, and it comes from something that is taught, and then it comes from also a lack of knowing who you are. And none of us, you know, have it all together. You know, I don't have all the answers, but what I can share with you is that if you look into yourself and you really start to love you, well, how do, like, for example, somebody might be asking, well, how do I love myself, Nefertiti? Like, what are you talking about? Okay, well, loving yourself would be like if you're in an abusive relationship and clearly you don't like the way this person treats you, but for some reason you think it's normal because maybe you've seen your mom go through it or your dad treat someone this way or your dad was being treated poorly or you have a family member who's, you know, almost like a whole cycle or generation of folks in really bad relationships, and so that's all you know. But a part of you feels like you just don't feel that that's for you. Go with that instinct and choose yourself. Sometimes you have to choose yourself over your circumstances where, you know, you might come from a family, like I said, where that is the norm, but you say to yourself, I want something different. That is okay. And in doing so, you are choosing yourself and you're loving yourself. Now, like I said before on my other show, I do not claim to have arrived at any of these things, but I can share with you what I know. Now, number six is to prioritize. Prioritize what it is that you really want to do, what your goals are, and how you're going to get there. The how may change, but the why should kind of stay the same. Like, why are you doing what you're doing? If you believe that, let's see, you want to help change the world, how are you going to help change the world? What is your main goal? Okay, well, I want to help change the world through feeding people so that they're not hungry or, you know, world hunger. So how can you start on a community level where you are? Excuse me. It doesn't always have to be on this global scale starting out. I mean, I think a lot of times, you know, I'll say we're programmed to just not even think things through. Just like, I want to be rich so that I can be rich. you know, that's not necessarily healthy, you know, nor safe sometimes, you know, because for every person who aspires to be wealthy, like, what do you want to be rich or wealthy for? If it's just to benefit yourself, I mean, that's okay, but that only lasts for a little while, you know. But if you can help others, that definitely will go a longer way, and that's really what it's all about. And number seven, stay focused on the positive. You know, wherever your thoughts are, that's exactly where you're going to go. And what I've learned is sometimes I have to sit and think. I'm not all the time. I have to admit, you know, I'm not perfect at this. No one's perfect. But you have to sit and think, what are my thoughts based off of? Is this thought coming from a place of fear? Or is it coming from a place of love or trust? Because when I trust myself and my instincts, and if I'm loving myself, then I'm going to make good decisions. And for me, you know, God is number one in my life. So I always base things on fear is something that is not godly in a lot of ways. Now, you'll hear a lot of people say, well, they use their fear to push them forward. I won't discount that. I mean, I feel like there's a difference, me personally, between like an adrenaline fear, which will propel you to get out of there whenever you're in a their situation of danger, you know, whatever there is. But there is also like let's say for example, I've shared before, I'm a full-time caretaker for my grandmother. And I love her dearly, but ever since I have known her since I was three, you know, she's always been a worrier. And dear God, you know, and I can say this from experience, every time she does something based off of fear or like what others might think, or, you know, and she's older, but even like I said, when I was little, this was the thing. It's always gotten her into trouble. And this is someone that I love dearly. I would do anything for. And seeing that example over and over again, I in turn picked up those bad habits, you know, coming up as a kid. And I'm speaking from experience. It is possible to retrain your brain and, you know, cleanse yourself of this stuff, even if you've come up in it, you know, through growing up or your family. It is possible. It can be done, but you'll have to be sure that you can trust yourself, and that's where all the trusting your instincts and, you know, it's not all about you, because a lot of times when we get stuck into ourselves and focus on ourselves all the time, we don't have time to look at others and learn and grow from other people. And we don't have time to teach because we're too busy being inward about ourselves. And, you know, and in regards to my grandmother, even in her older age, I've seen her grow and learn, because I constantly tell her, you know, to stay positive, and she'll start get to worrying about something. Because whatever, you know, she's going to find something to worry about. But I'm noticing that it's not as much as before, you know, especially like when I was younger, a little kid. You know, any little thing was like a worry session. And so now, you know, she'll lean more on her faith as opposed to just start going down the list of how things are going to go horribly wrong. So anyway, I mean, there's only 5 minutes left in this broadcast, but if you want to call in, 929-477-2992, and even call in on the next show, you can find me at Nefertiti Soul, and please visit my website, chavomervelio.com. I have a link in the description box. You know, yeah, just ask any questions. You can tweet me. You can just find me all kinds of ways. Go on the contact page on my website and send me an email, I can answer any questions that you might have. I also have a lot of other videos that might be of interest to you. Talk about natural, holistic hair care, skin care. And part of why I do my radio show is to really work on the inner person, you know, because contrary to what, you know, a lot of, a lot of people that are pushing a lot of different type of, products that, put emphasis on, you know, you see a lot of ads and they're talking about sex, they're talking about to be beautiful, you must be this or that, and that's just total crap, you know. If you eat right, you don't have to worry about acne for most people. You know, a lot of times, a lot of things that are supposed to be hereditary, when you look at a group of people, like a family, a nuclear family, 9 times out of 10, they're going to eat the same things. And if you're putting something in your body that is not good for you, then that's going to show up in some type of way, whether it's allergies, acne, you know, mucus, the list goes on and on. So this is part of why I do what I do. But I just want to thank everybody who's listened thus far and who will continue to listen. And I just want to give you some encouragement. You know, 7 things to remember on your journey for this broadcast is just simply that. It's 7 tips on how to stay focused on your goals and your journey in this life, and especially if you're just starting out and you realize, let's say you're 30, you could be 40, you could be 50, you could be 12, you could be 17, just graduating college. High school. And some people, you know, have graduated college at 17. However, whatever stage you are in your life, you just want to just reach in and be focused on who you are and not be so driven by the people around you. Because if you have good people around you, then that's great. But they still might have a plan for you that might not be the best plan for you. And for those that do believe in the Lord, you know, as I do, there's always a higher power and a bigger plan. And sometimes we have plans that God, you know, has not put himself in. And so we always have to look at that first. And those are the main things that I could really share at this given time to help anyone who's feeling a little lost, a little by themselves, a little perplexed about, you know, their life situation or what their next step is. I've been there, and I know what it feels like to say, okay, I want to do this, but I don't know how I'm going to get there. The how will come. If you just keep putting one foot in front of the other and you keep, you know, stay towards your goals, the way that you might envision yourself getting there may change from time to time. Like, let's say you have a goal of purchasing a new car because you need one. Well, you know, you might say, well, I'm going to go and I'm going to get this job and I'll have the money that I need to purchase this vehicle. Well, that particular job may not open up. And if it does, then great. But if it comes another way, then that's okay too, because the ultimate goal is to get to where you're going. So I only have about a minute left, and I just thank you so much for listening, and I thank you for tuning in to the next show, and I'll see you then.